Begin the current daf. Masech the Sivam is Dabiud. Begin the Amidav. Begin the Tzimaz. Begin with the Gemara. The Olam. The truth is, less litter behind the Kloy. It doesn't have this column. And it plucked the Kamar, and he actually told Makiz Machlekes. And the Gemara goes on to explain. So what was bothering Rabbi regarding what Levi's question was? Fine. That's how the Masech is going on. But on this premise that we are told Makiz Machlekes, so then Tzimaz says, oh, we're told Makiz Machlekes. So then Tzimaz from Tzimaz begin to say, and listening Ishus Ish, we could come up with more cases more than the 15 that I mentioned. Why? You can mention a married woman, Shabitegel Sarasa, that she's an Arab, and she could exempt her co-wife. What does that mean? How could you have a married woman when his brother passed away? Could go normal, a specific case. For example, if a man says to his wife, Harizigit, if this is your get, on the condition that you don't marry that person. With the plea, my gosh, it's a machlaikis, and you tell me, talking about case of machlaikis. Machlaikis, and getting that pay base, and for the less have a get. It's a get, and just rest with a plenty. She's divorced beside, for everyone except for that person, so she's forbidden to that person. Okay, so Tais explains the case. Then this is la'achim b'mei. So if this woman goes ahead, she's allowed to marry everyone besides that person. She marries that man's brother, and then his brother dies without any children. Now she's an heir of Eishesh to that yavam and poteret saras. She can send her co-wife. Now as Tais explains, says vavgav desu l'chal adam, even though that she actually is forbidden to every single person. Afilu b'le'ezer d'abanan rabbinically. Until the one who divorces her, or at least that person who is the exception, until they either one dies. Why? Because even though you're right, biblically it works, but the Hashem was concerned that she might end up marrying that person that she was forbidden to, after that she's widowed, or that she's divorced from this person, whichever one that she was permitted to get married to. And thus, she's going to violate the condition, and then retroactively, it's not going to have been a get in the first place. And therefore, b'nim to b'nei mamzerim comes out that her children are mamzerim. K'dechashim amagash, like we're concerned, the Gemara brings there and getting the pedal. Amanash le'tibli le'blaini. That it says, okay, this is your get on the condition that you don't have relations with that person. So rabbinically, she's forbidden to everyone. Why? Because she might end up having a meeting with him. After she's widowed, or that she's divorced from the marrying the person that she was permitted to and retroactively was a get, and all children are mamzerim. And that the truth is that when she's married with him, there's no concern that more than when there's a stipulation than my father or your father, we're just like, but they were not concerned that she can have relations with them because she's forbidden with them, and even without a stipulation of the first husband, so therefore when she's with her husband, there's no real concern because anyway she's forbidden as a married woman. But still, she's forbidden to every single person for a different reason, because we're concerned that maybe he might have relations with this one who's forbidden to her after she gets divorced or after she gets widowed from the second person, and then again, retroactively, it's going to be bottled. So therefore, it's possible to say that therefore, that's why we didn't say that case in our Mishnah that we're asking from, because the marriage to the first brother was rabbinically forbidden. But says Tyson, no, that wouldn't be a good answer. Because Levi, as our Gemara says, he cases says cases of de, like by the case of Iman versus Aviv. Like the Gemara says later on. So therefore, kasha difficult. The listen nami lahach. You should say the case of the Ashes Ish. And even though you write rabbinically forbidden for the brother to marry her, but ultimately that would be a case of an erev of Ashes Ish. And says Taisus. Now Laman the Nafkele Machis Ish. The one who holds that the halach of erev accepting the tzara is learned from, as we learned Nav Gimel and Beis. From Achais Isha, which they're all similar to her, that she's an Erev and Shepata Zatzara. So Nicha, actually, then the question wouldn't be difficult, because the case that we're asking about this unique Ashes Ish, when it was done with a stipulation that she divorced forever on the sites for this one person, and then she married that guy's brother, is because Damanash Tinasi, when he says on the condition that you don't marry that person, yes, that's marriage, but Shari Lebiznus, she actually is permitted to him with just out of wedlock relationship. And therefore, it's not an absolute erva. And so, to Bamanash Tivali, if let's say he said, oh, you're divorced forever on that condition, you don't have relations with that man, but then Yechilahilis Kaddishle, then she could at least get married to him without Bia. So, it's not similar to the erva of a Chais Isha, where condition and Bia are both forbidden, and therefore, it wouldn't be so similar to be able to learn it out from there, and if it would not be as one of the 15 women, and cannot be case number 16. Now, but then he continues, he says, now, what happens if, let's say, no, the stipulation was not one or the other? It's actually said both. On the condition that you don't marry nor have relations with that man, when he makes such a condition, so then it seems to be exactly like a Chais Isha, which cannot have marriage nor bia. So it says, no, I mean, no, even over there it wouldn't be difficult, because there's a whole discussion in the Gemara Gittin over there, if amanas is like, well, how do you qualify that terminology? So it says, if amanas ichashav shir, if it's considered like what's left over from the get, kamei b'chutz meplein, like when you say except from that person. So imkain shariyale, so then actually she is permitted to the one that she's forbidden to, kinis is la'achav kaidim, when she married his brother first, and now she's permitted to do yibum and for sure hard tzara, and because it's only a chutz, but it's not like that. It was not like it was totally that she's forbidden to him. It was just a shear in this get. But that's okay. Now that she marries this person, actually, when his brother dies, actually she would be permitted. And Mavili Lichashim Shir says even if it's not considered a remnant, but rather it's like actually a condition, and therefore that wouldn't help the brother marrying, because it's conditioned in the whole get. Turns out if she ends up marrying him, that retroactively this first husband's get was never a get. But it still would not be similar to the wife's sister. Why not? Because the hasam of the bachisisha and all the rise and our mission on the base that's similar to that. B'shas nefila bachisishtai. At the moment of death of his brother, what's called the nefila for yibum, she is habachisit. She is the intrinsic heir of habachisishtai. Avlocho, but here in the case we're describing, that Tosa is asking about b'shas nefila at the time of nefila in Eishesesh, she's actually not a married woman. She was divorced and she's allowed to marry everyone. Actually, divorced light. Only if she would have be with him, then she would retroactively become an Eishesesh. So that's not an erva right now. And Vavil Tachshav an Eishesesh, and says, you know what? Even if you want to say that she's considered Eishesesh, why? What do you mean she's not? She's only if she would have be with him, that one forbidden guy. But so says, yeah, keep me to Betam Eishesesh, that's totally bold, because since from the reason of Eishesesh, she's forbidden to have relations with him. So right now we'll consider her as already Eishesesh. So we're back to the question, it should be similar to Eishesesh. So it says, no, still it's not similar. Why? She would be to the yavim that she forbidden to. That would make her neishes ish. You know what ends up happening, interestingly, says Tysis? You know, comes out retroactively that Kedushim was never typhus, because the whole stipulation of the get was if she's not going to have a relation with him, and she did. So it turns out it was never his wife's brother. So it's not even eishes ach. So it cannot exempt the tzara, because if it does yibum, it was never his wife's brother, and if it's not HSH but Makam Nitzah, because she was never actually married to his brother. So therefore it's not similar to Al Khaisisha, and therefore that's why it cannot be counted as a 16th case. But says Taisis, this is all if you learn it out from Al Khaisisha. Me will man the Nafkal Mablaka, but according to Rabbi that learns out that the halacha of ever exempting the Tsaras is from Balakha, which is Kalecha de Katre Lakuch, and you have to be able to marry both, and then you could choose one. But if one cannot because she's never, then the Tsar is also going to be potter, then Kasha is going to be difficult. Because ultimately here, you cannot have the Lakicha of both. So because of the whatever, however it's coming about, because of like Eishes Ish, that's going to be. But either way, that should exempt the Tsar. Yeshem Tessis, but it says like this. Avagav the Levitani the E, which it's all based on the E, because we said really rabbinically the brother is forbidden to marry this woman. Even though Levi says case of the E that after the fact, Ubaplukti Kamari, and he's also talking about case of Machlaikis. But Kamari El Baplukti the Svila Tanda Masinika Vasei. But the only picking case of Machlaikis that the Tanda Mishnah would hold like that. And Ima and the Sofiv, we say that, okay, that's a case that the Tanda Mishnah would hold like. But cases that they wouldn't, that actually our Mishnah would not say it. And it says, Ted, you should know this. Could Tanya Levi Chibel Avin? Levi didn't learn as one of the cases of Chibel Avin. I've got the Bechibel Avin, they chalit to be even, although according to Bechibel, which you're saying anyone that's a case of Machalik is, we would say, according to Bechibel, they also not but they chalit to be even, and therefore they should also exempt their tzars. But the Tanya Mishnah does not hold like they were going to Chibel Avin. So they don't mention it. And that's why Levi didn't mention also this case that we're describing. It does not hold like Rebbe Eliezer, that says, when you see Arit Matez Chod Laplani, that it's not a get at all. And therefore, you cannot say that there's this interesting case of Eishes Ish to exempt the Tsar. And that's what Tosfos says, but Aman the Bais of Le'el, according to the one that added on and to describe in the Mishnah of Tess. Also Eishes Achav Shlei Bei Lamai, regarding the brother who is not around at the same time, where we said that Kalav Rechia Asulazamatesla that he said in Mishkach like Rav Shimon. Yeah, you could have that also as one of the cases, like Rav Shimon. Maybe the Tanam is not like him. You told me that we only say cases that hold like that our Tanam only said cases that it holds like that. So Tay says, yeah, although maybe it doesn't hold like that, like you're saying for Rebbe Lezer, or in the case we're asking, behind Mishnah the Kulan the Karban, because the wording of by Kulan the Karban, this Kalal, Mashmali the Kraya Kul, it sounds like it's going on all the 50 women on Mishnah. But that's why the Gemara tries to find, even though maybe it does not hold like Rebbe Shimon, to say it's like Rebbe Shimon, which is the case of Plukta, because we want to be able to show how all the 50 women would be applicable. But regarding here, in our case that we're asking, it's not indicative, and therefore we wouldn't say it because it's not necessarily the time the Mishnah holds like it. Yes, but so Tosis had just said why wouldn't didn't say the case of Eishes according to Belez. Now Tosis asking why don't we say another case of Eishes that doesn't have to be like Belez? It can even be like Rabbanan, so it's not even Beplokta. Because says Tosis, I will even do Rabbanan Belez be Kedushin. Oh, up until now we were talking about a case of Tanai of exemption. Of Chutz, of Ella, regarding Girishin. But there is a discussion that maybe the Rabbanan agreed to Eliezer regarding this halacha that it will be working and it's not like totally invalid when you say that same type of wording regarding Kiddushin, not Gittin. The Mesafik Labai is in doubt in the common British Magaj, like we see beginning of Magaj there in Gittin, that Pibbez and Beis. That he says, the Im Isil Grababa, that if you hold a Grababa, which sounds like that it's possible that by Kiddushin, everyone agrees that it would be a valid Kiddushin. And just would not be conditioned for that one person that was not conditioned for, then Kash, then we have a difficulty. Because then let's say Eshes, then we could say a 16th woman that of Eshes is. How so? The Mishkas of Bilal Abundan would be even the corner of Abundan, and it wouldn't be telling the Machlaikis. Kagoyin Shabbat Reuven, the Kitchachot's Meshimon. Reuven goes and gets engaged to a woman, except for Shimon, who's not his brother. So for Shimon, it's not considered that she's engaged to Reuven. Shimon comes along, to him she's considered single, and he goes and gets engaged to her unspecified, and he has another wife. Shimon passed away, and he dies around the children of another Levi Achim. Now she falls for him to Levi, his brother, that just like she's exempt because she's forbidden on Levi because of Ashes Ish, because she was already married to the first person, so to the Tzara would be exempt. And but tzara in our mishkas, like you even have, like we said, that we can only say cases in our mishnah that you could have tzara, so you could have that too. Kagan shikidru ruben chutz mishnei achen. We did essentially the case really continues where he says, look, you've forbidden to everyone except for Shimon Levi. Shimon goes mekadesh except for Levi. Now Shimon has another wife and he dies. Levi does yibum. Levi has another wife, dies with only children. Now they both fall in for the Yehuda. Just like the first one forbidden Yehuda because Asia is a to her tzara. And the second wife of Shimon is also going to be exempt because she's a tzara. Now the tzara of the tzara is also going to be forbidden. So why didn't we say this case? So essentially, what you could say is, no, the lekerdina legabei eishes hames, because this is not called the wife of the one who passed away. Why not? The kvar nesod lo lifnei kedushei achim, because she was already forbidden on him before the brothers had gotten engaged to her. Mishum eishes achol the gerusin, mishum eishes ish, because Nefila for Yibim is called specifically when it was on the Yavama, Isser Eishes Ish, because of the brother's Kedushin. But here, she was forbidden on the Yavama because of Eishes Ish. Because again, for everyone else, she was engaged to the first guy. Only for these two brothers, it wasn't. So that's not called Nefila for Yibim. And the Rav Chashim Erba Makom Mitzvah, that's not considered an Erba Makom Mitzvah because it's not Makom Mitzvah. It's not even a situation of Eishes Ach. And therefore, that would not exempt the Tzara to be included in the list of the arayas of our opening Mishnah in our Masechta. Burumi says Taisus, however, another question Taisus says, if the halacha of the wife of two dead people, meaning when two of the brothers die and this one woman's falling from both of them, if that halacha is deraisa's biblical, which, and that's the halacha that exempts the Tzorkin Mashim Magash, like it actually sounds like when they go out there and get the pebez mebez, so listen to halacha, then we should actually say over here, a 16th case, which is Ishes Beis Mason. The wife of two people who died. Kugain, for example, Shabbat Reuben Bekitsha Chutz Mishim Levi Yach. Okay, Reuben goes, gets engaged to this woman, except it's not considered engaged for Shimon Levi, his brother. Uba Shimon, not Shimon, who's allowed to marry her, comes along, Bekitsha Stam, and he gets engaged to her unspecified, and then he dies. Now, since there's a Zika to Levi, because of his brother, so She's exempt because of Eishes Shnei Mason, and because it's from she's the wife of two people, which should exempt the Tzara. So why isn't that mentioned in our Mishnah? Or says Taisis Binyan Shalom Rabbi Yechonah. Another case I could find you. Rabbi Yechonah said by a paragraph on a condition of Samach Amar Alf. Let's say someone says, okay, you're Mekadishah to me from now and after 30 days. Another one says you're from now from 20 days. Another one says from now and from 10 days, and so on and so forth. So Rabbi Yechonah says, now fill him kuf, even if there's 100 of them, types and they're all taking effect because each one is taking effect from within the other one's timing. Meaning gone in the first case. But if let's say Reuben says to her, if I've been on the whole world except for Shimon and Levi, my brothers. And then Shimon's Bekadisha says, you're forbidden on everyone except for Levi. And Shimon has another wife, and he dies. They're both permitted to Levi because since that it was not forbidden to Shimon, so it's not coming from him, and it's only one mess because of Reuben. If Levi does Yibam to the Tzara and he has another wife, so they both can be forbidden to Yehuda. First one because of the Tzara of Eishish Nemesim, and the second because of Tzarasa. So why didn't you say that case? Which says in Yibam Perek Gimel, however, you're right, that's a good question. But in the third Perek, later on, the Vlam Alev and Beis, and there in the Maskim and Rabban, and the Perek Beis, later on, the Pilchas and Alev, Mashman sounds like there's Eishish Nemesim and the Rabban that actually know the halacha of the wife of two people. That which she could be like, so to speak, engaged to two people, that's Gzeir Rabbanan. That Isser of doing Yibam, that's only rabbinically forbidden. Mishnah Mefarish, then we're going to explain, and therefore, that resolved that difficulty that it can't be included in the list of Mishnah because it's not biblical. Now, it says this, Bishami Badesh Magash Parthli, actually, Bishami, in the beginning of a Parak Magash, asked this question that we started off Taisa with. Masroch, and Mishnah Mefarish, listening to Zayn, Noshim Grebelazi, Shay, 16 women like Grebelazi, which is the case of Eshe Zish, Bishami, the Yushami answers, Taman had Torah, all the 15 women on Mishnah, the Torah makes her forbidden. Halcha hu asulab, here he's making himself forbidden on him. Upirshav in the Yitzchak, he explains what that means. Taman had Torah asulab, the other Torah makes it forbidden on him, meaning umishenasa umishenasa hames, when the one who died married this woman in lahet lisa mikashomas. There's no head for her for him to do yibin to her when he dies. They say in the sitch about tolu bishom adam, the erva prohibition as an erva on the yavim. It's not dependent on any single person. But Torah shasalav, it's on the Torah who says that this woman's an erva to the yavim. Abel Eishes is, but regarding this case of Eishes, Isil told him, "Gosh, the Isil is dependent on the one who is divorcing her, because Shemirtzev he would want to get to the oven. He could be married to the oven. Kol Mishemas Achav Nasa before the brother who married her, that before he died, because again, it was all dependent on the he was making a tnai in the and he could undo the Yibar full garrison. Therefore, we didn't say in our Mishnah because the Leil Damalu was not simple to all the other ones. He should be out of Megarish too, because it's within the ability of the Megarish to be permitted." And therefore, that's very unlike all the other 15, which are minatara and not from the husband. Next says, "Master, to begin with the Gemara, the Ketan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Sheish Arayis Chamurus Meil B'chulu, there are six Arayis that are more severe than this, which is obviously Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's Rabbi Yehuda, his one who says that it's Anus Esaviv. So therefore." How could you say that that would be the case of our Mishnah? So he says, but David, you're right. It's a wonder. The Maisa Gedek, the Handel El. What was the thought of the ones who were mentioned before that Delay Daikim is Sefer, that they were saying different Pshatim? Why didn't they infer from the Sefer? That you see clearly that the Mishnah is like a Behunda, who the brother cannot have married because it's one of the six of the Chamuras. Umanashach. Either way you look at it, keeping the tongue of Gabashesh Arayas, since it's told regarding the six severe Arayas, Layavshal Masani Radesh, you couldn't have said in the Rasha. So what was the question? I mean, why didn't everyone realize this? If someone says what you can say, is actually the Kash Levi, this is what was bothering Levi was, still, yes, the Havala of Misnabedation Tezayin should have said in our opening Mishnah 16, with Sable level that Misnabedation, hey, you're right. It should not have mentioned Imaynus Zav in the Sefer. It should have said just five. Now, Bavakav does give you the word, it's like a Yuda. Still, Havala of Misnabedation still should have said 16. Because the E of Ibn Asim. Because if the brother is over and he gets married, which he could, because it's not one of those executions, not typhus, it's only a lav. And therefore, it should have said it in the 16 and not in the 6. It should have said only 5 in the same. But Shalom Rebbe, that's what Rebbe answers, but Pluguli Kamari, first of all, not to my case of Machlokes, but the E like Kamari, not to my case of the E. And since Rebbe Huda's whole to say in the first 15 to make it 16 would be only through the E, therefore, it doesn't say it in our Mishnah. Next test mouth to begin with the Gemara Rebbe Huda Namash Kaskla. So Rebbe, according to Rebbe Huda, you could also have it, the E of Menasim, that if he violates and he marries her, so it would be possible to have it. But Chai says, Tim, it's a one, because the Velay Din of Rabbi Nasim Namish Kassel, but even without the way the Gemara is describing it, that according to Yehuda could have that the mother could fall in front of a Vayibam if the brother went and violated the Isser. What do you mean? You could have without the Shekidus Vlei Baal. You could have that the brother went and he only did Kedushin without doing Bia. That's no Isser for the brother to do. Where Kiddush like if you just got engaged or there's lashes, because the lashon of this says don't take. That's Kiddushin, Lekicha. Don't reveal the nakedness of the father, which is Anusas of him. So that's only with Bia. So why can't you have the case of Imoy, Nefela's love, fun of even without doing any Issa? So it says, Vishlamit, you could say, the Shema was Lakadish Mineh Rabbanah. No, maybe rabbinically it is forbidden to him to do Kiddushin. Shema, yeah, because he's going to get married, so he might do Bia. And Vafilihei Mutu Lakadisha, and even if you're going to say no, that it is permitted for him, even rabbinically, to do Kiddushin, still Chashim Di'i. Still the Gemara considered as like, it's after the fact, like it's an inferior case. Because Mekamsha, Aslav Elev, because ultimately, since you now have Bia, so even the Kiddushin is considered a Di'i Ava, even though he didn't really do anything wrong. Then says I'm going to say now the question goes the other way around. First we're saying even without the, now we're saying wait, even through the, how do you even have the case? What's the question? First explains. That he says in condition there's mechiyav alavim. So in condition that there's mechiyav alavim and anus of is alav, so there's no kedushin. So then the brother was never married to her. So how could you ever have a nefilah for yibim even with the even if the brother quote unquote would get married to her, the kedushin not tayvus. What you can say is you're right, our Gemara does not hold like the Braisa mentioned over there. Like it must mean the Palakala, rather like the Mishnah over there that disagrees and says and explains Rabbi Yehuda in a different way, not like Rabbi Kiva. Anyway, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold like that. Obviously, our Mishnah here would not hold like Rabbi Yehuda in that element, the condition of not Tevez B'chiva Lavin, because the other Ketan Perek Beis, our own Mishnah teaches later on the Pachofim and Alf. In the second parak, Issa Mitzvah Kedusha, regarding those Issa Rabbana, those Issa Asay, Chalitza Vulam Issa Benes. Halacha is, you do Chalitza, and you don't do Yiva. Now, says Taisus, the E'en condition Tevis Mechiyi Balavin, if condition not Tevis Mechiyi Balavin, then Chalitza Namali Tabay. Then you should not even require for the Issa Kedusha of even Chalitza, because the condition not Tevis, so then there's no Halacha of Yibim. It's just like Chibi Kriza according to Arutana. Obviously, our town holds the condition is Tevis Mechiyav Lavin. Then Tevis has to take a look. It says, if you're going to say, but maybe Mechiyav Lavin the She'er, which is a negative prohibition that comes because of a relationship, that Menolam, how do you know Duli Sovim Asnin Kabihuda? Maybe on that, our Mishnah does hold the Kabihuda, that actually condition would not be Tevis. Because the Issa Mitzvah is a condition, if I was like, on, although you're right, we proved that condition is typing to be after Chalitza, but that's Kagan and Manukan Gadol. That's like a negative prohibition of Manukan Gadol, the Grisha Bechotzik and Hajid, or Mamzen of Israel, where they're not related. Those type of Chibalav, maybe condition is typhus. But maybe that of She'er condition is not typhus. And if that's the case, so then what's the question? Because even through DE, you wouldn't have the case of Iman is of because condition is not typhus. So by memory, the reason is that Karchach has a continuum in Beis. Masnitin Sav and the Mishnah holds, no, a fill of Chiyiv Lavin the Sheir. Even negative prohibition of relationships, condition is Tevesin. How do we know this? Maybe the 20 Sheisharais. To the fact that we say only in the more severe case of that condition not going to be Tevesin, and therefore it cannot be that it's falling from the brother, we said Sheisharais. But what if we're talking we didn't say Eid Arais, meaning Grushasai, if a man divorced his wife, and they got married to someone else. That is Israel of the Yoshua Lakachta. And the brother, there's a chorus of Eshesach, or Bechalut Sasa, which is the same idea, which is forbidden him on his brother, that if our time holds condition not Tevzach Yibel Avin, so the Imma Yechayil is Linasa La'achiv, because if she would be able to get married to his brother, how you point to Tzavah saying they were exempt at Tzavah's, Kheva Krisis, because Kibin and Kedushin Taifas, Kedushin not Taifas, Kedushin not Taifas, so they exempted Tzaras from Chalitza from Yibim. And since they cannot get married to the brothers, so the Tzaras are permitted. So you should have said those are like the Sheish Arais, which cannot get married to the brothers. And why didn't you say those two more cases? Which those are She'er. Obviously, Kedushin is Taifas. Therefore, you cannot say them. They would be able to get married to the brothers. That actually, how you point to saying they would not actually exempt their Tzaras because condition is Taifas. Right, just a doctor, condition says, to be precise, that to show that our Tana holds condition is Taifas v'chibel haben, is because Medinaka Anusizab Shi Imoy. Regarding these six arayas, one of the cases is his mother who was violated by his father. Now, if it was possible that for the brother to get married to her, so then why is it imoy? But if you say kedushin is not tavizchi alavin, so therefore you have to pick anusis aviv. That's I'm saying obviously that the Gemara said the Tosfos is proving that. That we since we didn't pick Anusis of Stam, if Kedushin is not Taifas, then you should have picked Anusis of Stam. Nothing to do with the mother, but it's only because of Ema, because it's like we're saying that's Aishas of him. But from the fact that we didn't pick Anusis of Stam, obviously again another raya that Kedushin would be Taifas Chiblavin of Sher. Then says sometimes we're going to say keep the message of Rabbi Yehuda since I'm just holding like Rabbi Yehuda, like we're proving the Asim Anusis of holds that Anusis of is forbidden. Same Cain. So he says, no, obviously has to hold the condition not to be chilam. Why? Because the whole about Talia, they're actually interdependent. Later on, where do we see this? The first time of Rebbe Kiva, the Gemara explains the reason Rebbe Kiva, the he says, yes, mamze chilam, which Rebbe Kiva is a very stringent opinion, that mamze is even from a relationship of chilam. The reason is, Mishum the subject of Yehuda, because all the Rebbe Yehuda, which is, the Mukhilo Yigali explains the passage of Lo Yigali Kanafav, that's Toma, but this is Aviv, that the woman that his father violated, which is only a lav, and Mesamachle, I want to say right after that, said Liyaba Mamza, says that Liyaba Mamza, which obviously that from this is some legal kanafavim, but it's a lav, makes the child in the Mamza. Sure, from that, Rechiv increases. Vimkain, if that's the case, that so then, Masni, Namiyaba Mamza, that means our Mishnah, which also is legal, is Anusazav, and that's what reviewed his opinion, that's why it's Asr. So then, by default, so then, it should also be a mamzer. And b'chalecha dava mamzer, we know whenever the child's a mamzer, in Kedushin Taysin, in Kedushin Al-Tev, can become a duchel, like it's obvious many places. So then, so we see Chibel Avin, Kedushin is not Taifas. So then, we're back to the question, that we see that Kedushin is not Taifas for Chibel Avin. So why am I saying these cases? Because this is what you could say is, no, I've got seen Mokmul Akrub and Nusab, although you're right, our Mishnah explains the Pasuk B'lai Galo, talking about Nusis Aviv, Mekamakum Loi Havim Mamz. Actually, child would not be Mamz. Kmoi the Yeshua. Like you find by your Yeshua. The Mukhil Egala, he explains the Egala otherwise. He explains it by Shemer Ziyavim Shalom. His father is Shemer Ziyavim. And a Felach is Abdullah Mamz, he holds that the child would not be a Mamz from that union. And Mechim Mis Bezdin, as he explains elsewhere. Now, because with the Shinan, we expound Melo Yikach from. Where it says Liikach Isha Seishav, which is the first half of the pasuk, that's Tavachiv Mrs. Best. On that is what the pasuk is saying. Ad Lo Yigala, which Tavachiv increases, meaning that's the second half is Chiv increases, but up until there have a Mamzer. Well, Lo Yigala increases, not Chiv increases. Ah, because like we see, he holds on Tavachiv Mrs. Best, like the first half of the pasuk. Ah, but Chanam L'Tan Masin, so then we can say the Tan of our Mishnah. Mi Lo Yigach Ad Lo Yigala, the first half of the pasuk until the second half of the pasuk, meaning up until the second half which Chiv Lavin. But only the first half have a mamza to lechim la mechlal, and therefore again you could still explain that it's somewhat legala, but still that's not the part that's defining the mamza. And therefore again kedushin could be tefes, and again therefore that ends the question because kibalavin kedushin would be tefes, and therefore those are not the cases like we were coming to prove their point that like the re said that our mishnah holds that im kibalavin abshair kedushin is tefes.